connect the dots for me. Either way, we're going to talk about things, important things. Hey, last week, the goal was reached to set the things in motion. Enough people participated in the meditation, and that's a good thing. Just in case you didn't realize, that is a very, very, very good thing, because the wheels have been set in motion, and good vibrations are coming to planet Earth in the form of light and love frequencies. And we can hardly wait, because we are so tired about hearing about this event. It isn't going to happen until the light gets here. And we're talking about brilliant white light. You know, everything is made out of light. That's right. And in fact, if you do know about that, hey, call in. Hey, this is the call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. That's right. If you are one of those note creatures out there, that's my acronym for the ETs, note creatures, not of this earth. I invite you to call in too. I mean, if you're out there in some kind of craft, spacecraft, I'm sure you can figure out how to place a phone call to the network here. I mean, you've got the number, 888-627-6008. I mean, with all that technology to be traveling across space in a big mothership or something, I'm sure you can find a way to make a phone call, you know? Don't be shy. Because, I mean, even though you're not ready to show yourself yet to most of us, at least you can talk to us. I mean, what's the, are you afraid to talk to us? I mean, come on, really. Whatever. We can't force you to do those things, but the door is open. The phone line is open. All you have to do is make an attempt to communicate, and you will. You know, we have to have some dialogue between the extraterrestrials and the regular citizens of planet Earth, the regular human beings here. If you think you're going to land your spacecraft and deal solely with the so-called powers to be, the ones who fill up the spaces in our governments, you're going to be talking to some of the stupidest people on the planet Earth. That's right. Politicians, they are some of the dumbest people going. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. You know? Which reminds me, you know, the politicians, they just love the grandstand in front of the cameras, and this whole latest thing with the impeach Trump. And the Democrats are out there, and they're talking about the Constitution and the forefathers. That's because they don't have any thinking of their own. They have to bring up these images of of the great minds of the time, but that was then and this is now. In fact, we are all a lot smarter than the forefathers were, at least most of us are. Or we should say the smart people of today are way, way smarter than the smart people of 1776. And, of course, I mentioned before, but I need to mention it again. You know, the Electoral College was set up in the beginning because the founders of America thought that the people might be too stupid to elect the right person. So they wanted a, kind of an override in case everybody voted for some Johnny-come-lately who really had wasn't qualified to be the president, but he was just a popular guy. But that seemed like a practical thing to do back then. But the tables have turned, and it's the exact opposite now. We need to get rid of the Electoral College because the politicians are the stupidest people on the face of this planet, with a few exceptions. But, you know, we're talking about probably less than less than 1% of the all the politicians are in the world are intelligent. The rest are a bunch of freeloaders, liars, cheaters, con artists, carpetbaggers. We can all those negative titles. There are all of the above. As far as intelligent people in the Congress and the other governments of the world, they're hard to find. So when you extraterrestrials, the event finally happens and you bring it, land your craft, you know, please don't make us puke upon your landing when you see you catering to these government people. You know, these are the dumbest people on the face of our planet. They're the biggest liars, the bribe takers. And, you know, it's different here on Earth. The general public, there's plenty of fine people out there, but they don't know the positions of authority. All the positions of authority are held by either mind-controlled fools or con artists or New World Order puppets, etc. And you're going to be dealing with these people? They'll be lying to your face. You're going to tell them, oh, hey, you got to change your evil ways and stuff like that, and they'll be lying right to your face. Are you going to be able to tell who's lying and not? I mean, I heard the plan. Everybody's going to be given a chance to straighten themselves out. But these people, they're going to just lie, you know? Our planet Earth, we have the biggest professional liars in the whole galaxy here. Are you going to be able to tell who's lying and who's not, you know? Only when their life is threatened to be totally annihilated by being taken to, as you guys have said, you're going to take them to the great central sun, the ones that don't want to cooperate, and toss them in, and they'll be the end. Total annihilation of them and their memories. But how are you going to be able to discern who's telling the truth and not, you know? Are you going to, can you read what's in their heart? Or are you going to be easily conned by their clever communications to you? You know, I mean, I don't think you're prepared for this, really. You know, again, I'll say it again. If you're listening, I hope you are, because you need to hear what's going on here on Earth. You know, the chain of command systems, they're all corrupt. The people who represent the governments, the presidents, etc., the prime ministers, most of them, you know, they're just, they're unethical. And you're going to be dealing with them and treating them like they're representations. They don't represent the people at all. They absolutely do not represent the human race. Any of those politicians. They're all in it for their own agendas. And their own little friends, and that's it. They're going to be talking to the wrong people. You know, I'm a real person, but apparently you're afraid to call my radio show. So what does that say about you guys? You know, I also find you, I try to reach out and communicate with you people, and I guess get a bunch of excuses and a lack of responsiveness. You know, that's a serious problem in the world. I don't know how it is in the universe, but here on planet Earth, a lack of responsiveness, especially by people in charge, it's pathetic. You know, and you guys are you know, I don't mean to be critical, but you guys resemble the kind of government we have here already. You know, just you're not responsive. How can you be... you know, we're tired of these unresponsive people. You know, that's what we want here on Earth. We want responsiveness. So you're going to come here, land your spacecraft, and disclose all, but at the same time, if you're not going to respond to the will of the people, you know, the majority of the human race, you're just like the guys that you're going to be replacing. And of course, you can't be that bad, but at the same time, you need to listen to what I'm saying here, you know? I don't think any of you really understand what it is to be the servant of the people. You got to pay attention to everyone, you know, not just the people who have the positions of authority. And I hope this message is getting out there. Because, first of all, we're all tired of hearing about, you know, you're waving all these beautiful things on the internet there, yeah, the replicator machine. Sure, we all want one. We all want our own tachyon chambers for healing. And we all want all the other goodies, the free energy and stuff like that. But you've been talking about it too long, and you're not coming through right away. I mean, sure, there was a, you say the, it was a, the meditation got us closer, but it's still taking too damn long, you know? We heard all the details. Yeah, cause, we've got till 2025 to make this thing work out. But the planetary ascension, yeah, it's a great idea. We all want to do it. But between now and 2025, you're leaving a lot of time for the opposition to kill us. Oh, really? They're planning. It's been in the pipeline for a long time. It's been on the menu for a long time. They are engaged in doing it now. And the longer you guys wait on this, the more innocent people that are going to be harmed, tortured, and killed. I mean, really? You could land tomorrow, believe me, and make it work out. If you don't know how to do it, well, you need to talk to people like me who know how it, that know how it can be done. And don't tell me I don't know what's going on, please. Please. I could probably enlighten you guys about a thing or two, you know? One thing for sure, you got a lot to learn about dealing with human beings. And you don't really have passing grades, you know? And I'm qualified to make those judgmental statements, you know? I wish it's not good to be waving all these wonderful things in front of people and then take forever to show up and deliver on them. You know, how come you don't understand that? You know? Really, you might be of the higher vibrating frequencies and you might be living in the perfect universe out there. But at the same time, boy, you got a lot to learn about our human race and about what we expect of people who are going to be public servants. Well, so much for that. The blurring of truths continues with the mainstream media. Oh, my God. All you hear, all these stupid doctor commercials. I mean, are people really? I guess people are that stupid. The sheeple have been sufficiently brainwashed. That's what we call them, the sheeple. They have been sufficiently brainwashed, I guess, to listen to anything and believe it, you know? There must be at least a dozen pharmaceutical products being advertised on mainstream media. And as you listen to the commercial, they give you the list of all the things that can go wrong by taking their medication. And some of these things are simple things like you're going to take some sophisticated pharmaceutical product to get rid of a few pimples. Meanwhile, it can cause you nausea, hypertension, liver failure, all kinds of skin diseases, and that's just a partial list. And some of these things, even the side effects of death. Why would you take these products? Your doctor tells you to, and believe me, people better wake up. All these commercials say go see your doctor. Well, that's not really the best person in the world to go see, because doctors are not educated in what real health care is, and they're just going to pawn you off on a write a prescription for pharmaceutical products that are probably no good for you or have too many side effects. You know, pharmaceutical products are not, it's not health care, really. That's a con game they're playing with you. They gave me something to hide the symptoms, and then it causes three or four more other problems, and they give you something for those problems, and that causes more problems, and you're caught in the cycle. And it'll take you to your grave sooner if you just lay it off from all the stuff. You know, people don't even know who they are. Do you realize that? Human beings here walking around, they don't even know who they are. They don't understand that they're a spirit living inside a physical body that we call the human. And they have no idea of that. They've been conned and lied to since birth. Many people still believe they die, that's it. They don't understand. This is just a temporary visit here. Your spirit is eternal. You're going to go through other bodies. 570 human-type bodies that a spirit can experience. That's right. You're a spirit inside a physical shell right now. You're here. You're supposed to be here to learn and enjoy. Of course, the powers to be, the dark ones, the New World Order that controls our world, makes it difficult for you to have fun. You know, they have so many laws that just take away your rights, take away your fun, and if there's anything wrong in this world, we have to blame it on government. We have to blame it on the New World Order. We have to blame it on the deep state. We have to blame it on the phony politicians. You know, hey, I'm doing the show from the United States of America here, New York City, and the capital of the world. But at the same time, we know here in the United States, and we just don't stop to talk about it enough. But all the things wrong with every country in the world, it's the politicians in America, it's the Democrats and the Republicans. They've made all the stupid laws. They've made all the wrong decisions. And they've got us in the mess we're in now. And just to talk about how stupid, we have to start calling these people stupid and traitors, because that's what they are. Con artists, bullshit artists, traitors. We have to call them daily what they are. I mean, we've got chemtrails being spraying poison into the air we breathe every day. Nobody's even talking about it. Forget about mainstream media. We know they're owned by the New World Order. Six people own all the mainstream media in the world. And they've all pledged allegiance to the totalitarian New World Order, which is trying to destroy every society on Earth so they can set up their one world government, a martial law government, where they rule with an iron fist. And then they can continue even killing more people. I mean, they're killing people daily right now. They're killing them with the chemtrail poisons. They're killing them with the 5G frequencies. They're killing them with the vaccines. They're killing them with the GMO food. They're killing them with polluted water, fluoride in your water that kills your pineal gland connection to the big universe. And, you know, they're the ones who invented infectious diseases. Yes, they do. Come on. You know, let's not kid ourselves. It's been suggested even AIDS was invented to kill people off. You know, it was, and they keep coming up with more things, and they're going to try all kinds of tricks and put more viruses out there. And anything they can come up with to kill more people, because that is their agenda. If you don't know better, you better wake up. Look up the Georgia Stones. That's the New World Order monument back in the early 80s. It was telling us then that they wanted to bring the population down to 500 million, which essentially means getting rid of 95% of the people. And it's been sung. I mean, like, you know, this is reality. Face it. I mean, who do you? It's amazing how powerful their mind control is, because they've got it set up that no news organizations talk about chemtrails or the dangers of 5G or anything like fluoride in the water being poison. Not to mention chlorination of water creates other kinds of toxic substances too. I think there's over 400 toxic substances created by chlorine in the water. You know, if you drink tap water, you're out of your mind because you're slowly killing yourself. You know, and if you know one person lucky enough to get away with it and not harm, yeah, that's one person. Maybe he has a super immune system. Everybody's different. But it's already been analyzed and proven. There are over 400 toxins that chlorine creates when it mixes with water. Some places are so over-chlorinated, you turn on the tap water, you can smell the chlorine. Chlorine is a toxic poison, really. And fluoride is a poison for your... calcifies your pineal gland, another thing. And they lie to you and tell you it's good for your teeth, please. You know, it's sickening what we have to listen to. And unfortunately, the majority of the people in the world listen to these fake news people, fake scientists. I call them propaganda scientists, yeah. Just like the climate change hoax, you know? The Earth knows how to take care of its own climate. All this, you know, they've taken that and twisted it around and made an excuse to put the chemtrail planes putting poison into the air. There's no logic in that whatsoever. Nobody squawks about it, you know, and nobody in government has the guts to do something about it, you know. Let's stop going hip-hip away from President Trump. Well, why isn't he taking care of the chemtrail problem? Because he's not as smart as he thinks he is, or he's listening to the propaganda scientists. I can't believe it, you know. He wants to go out there and play the big, bold leader, but he doesn't have the guts to take on the chemtrail nonsense. And what about the people in the Air Force who fly the planes? Where's their justification for participating in this, you know? Are they worried about they're going to get thrown out of the military? That would be the best thing that ever happened to them. And then they could spill their guts about, like, the atrocities that are going on. A few people talk about it on Twitter that are in the service, but at the same time, they're not the decision makers. Are all the decision makers in the military fully brainwashed, mind-controlled, to where they can't reason it out? This is insanity. They have to breathe the same air we do. Or are they so hell-bent set on running down to their bunker in one of the underground cities? Yeah, plenty of them. I think there's, what, I don't know how many there are now. They keep making more. Every day they're making more of them. You know, they've got tunnels and highways and maglev trains all under America and probably other parts of the world, too. This is for the elite to hide out with giant food supplies. At one place they can run and hide, you know, when things really get out of hand, which they're planning to do. You know, they want a nuclear war still. Plus, they're playing around with the energy weapons. You know, if you're in California, boy, don't you realize that it's the New World Order that controls the military groups that have the energy weapons? They started all those fires, they melted down your cars, and you're just so, are you all that freaking stupid you can't understand what's being done to you? They gave you the bad weather. They manipulated the weather to create all kinds of horrible situations. This is being done on purpose. Are you that? I mean, all the politicians in California are clearly brain dead. All of them. You know? Starting with Nancy Pelosi, the new governor. In fact, every governor in recent times, they're just total idiots. They're not taking care of the real issues. And then what does the California government do for people? They have the most highly toxic microwave schools in the country. They want to try to force vaccinations on the people. They're obviously controlled by evil demons, all of them, or the world order. I mean, they're all in the same lake. They're in bed with each other. Demonic beings, new world order. Yeah, they're partners in crime, absolutely. And they'd be hard-pressed to prove they're not. In fact, I don't believe they can. And all the people in the key positions, they're not doing anything about any of these things. They're not even talking about it. So there is some heavy mind control going on. Now, I've mentioned, I'm a sci-fi fanatic. I love science fiction movies. And what people don't realize that's being forgotten now with the new Hollywood and their over-explosive graphics and battle scenes and stuff, bigger explosions, more gruesome battle scenes, you know, all kinds of monsters coming alive with digital magic. And people have forgotten the great science fiction movies of the 50s and 60s. That's right, when the science fiction movies had serious messages to them for mankind. And one of my favorites is one called, it's a British science fiction movie. You can watch it for free on the internet, you know, and you ought to do it because it pretty well explains what's happening in the world today. You know, it's called Crater Mass 2. That's QUATERMASS. Waiter Mass 2. I think it's 1957 movie. And in that movie, some kind of blob-type aliens are invading our world. And they come down little meteors, and when somebody picks them up, they a gas shoots out, and the entity, which is kind of a blob entity, goes inside the person and takes over their nervous system and mind control, and they get the people to do what they want. Right? And in that, in this particular movie, Quatermass 2, they have already infiltrated the British society, where they control all the key players, all the heads in charge of all the main authorities in government and the police. And in fact, there's many science fiction movies in the 50s where that's the warning message going out. When the alien invaders here, especially the mind-control ones, when they come here, the first thing they do is they want to get the mind control of the key decision-makers, the top people in government and the top people in law enforcement, like police and the military. And they do that. And there's many movies in the 50s that talk about this, how an invasion would take place. And that's exactly what we have here today. We have, our world has been invaded a long time ago, and now they're using sophisticated mind control to control all the key people in our world. And nobody is doing nothing about it. The people in second command need to call these people that are mind controlled out and do something about it. You know, I mentioned this before. Great document called the Magna Carta. You know, back from, I don't know, 700, 800 years ago. Look it up, Magna Carta. You know, some of the great things in our U.S. Constitution were taken out of the Magna Carta. No taxation without representation, that's one of them, I believe. But the Magna Carta is such a great document because it empowers people to have a lawful rebellion. And that's exactly what we need, a lawful rebellion. Forget about storming the Bastille, and because the New World Order government, which controls all governments in the world, they have armed themselves pretty well. So a straightforward attack, you know, to try to storm the Bastille will not work. You know, but we still owe it to ourselves to have that lawful rebellion and start dealing with these people that are being mind-controlled and they're not doing their job. They're serving the dark, deep state, whether they know it or not. And these people have to be called out and removed from office. And that's a lawful rebellion. And the people second in command or the people even lower in command need to start thinking about what actions they need to take to make this happen. You know, there's ways to get rid of people in charge that are not doing their job. You know, if you ever watched Star Trek show, the doctor has the final authority. If he declares somebody insane or incapable of doing their job, they can be removed legally. Well, if you're not, you know, if unmarked planes are flying around U.S. airspace and spraying poison, well, who in the military who's in charge is not aware that that is not something that should not be allowed? They have the military planes to shoot these planes down. They have the authority to stop it. So what are they, gutless? I mean, who's in charge of the military, you know? I mean, I don't understand. How can you allow, who's ever in charge, how can you allow this insanity to continue? This is a direct assault upon America. And you're have a commanding position in the Air Force, and you're not taking this seriously? This is a direct attack against the American people. Why aren't you doing something about it? And, or, this is a call-in radio show. Is there anybody in the military out there who's willing to call in and share some of what they've noticed, what isn't being done that should be done? Because things need to be done. Meanwhile, we're all being annoyed to no end with things like traffic jams, yes, and they are created on purpose. The planners, it's done with the planners. The planners are idiots from college. You know, so much for the college education. You know, they're playing with Tinker Toys on a table, and they plan out these railroad ways, but they don't have the experience in driving the roads to understand that they make these freeways that all end in bottlenecks. That creates traffic jams. They have super highways with not enough entrances and exits. So when there's a jam up, but he's stuck, no way to get off, and they want to enforce the laws, you can't ride on the shoulder, that's more important than getting the traffic moving, you know, just keep everybody suffering in traffic jams. What if they allow the people to do what they want and just use the side lanes to get off as soon as they can? There would be less traffic jams. They just need more exits, for starters. And the whole system is designed to suppress you. You know, unimportant things. You know, the police. You know, they're really being misused by governments. They're used as money gatherers. You know, hide behind the billboard and catch some people speeding, or create a traffic jam and then stand on the side and first person who tries to avoid the traffic jam, pull them over and give them a big ticket. You know, this is not serving the public. This is highway robbery, literally. And we need to change that. You know, there's so many things need to be changed. We need to get rid of all the stupid laws. Unfortunately, that's in the hands of the politicians, the most unresponsive group on the face of the planet, pretty much. And that's part of the dilemma. You know, I said it before, I'll say it again. Republics no longer work. The idea, you know, back in 1776, you know, that was the only way to do things. Yeah, have representatives because they didn't have instantaneous communication and the population was sparsely spread out. Most people were living off the land. There weren't big city populations. So there had to be representatives back then. There's no need for it. First of all, over time, the representatives have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that they can't be trusted. They don't represent the people. They all end up representing money. And that's the way it is. They serve the lobbyists and their close friends. And that's the way it is. And so, therefore, republics don't work. You know, they prove that, you know, the system's been around for quite a long time now, and it only gets worse over time. They make all these stupid laws to pretend they're doing something, and all the laws basically just take away your rights to make your life miserable. They're not making laws to make your life better. They're making laws to make your life miserable, and these people are so stupid, they don't even realize they're being mind-controlled to do that, or they do realize that they're being paid big bribe money to make your lives difficult, and they have no problem with that, because they're a special group. They have special privileges, you know, and this has to change. And we can't wait on for this so-called event that's coming up. It's in the working, but we can't wait on these our brothers and sisters out there that are, they claim they're out there helping us. I don't know. I haven't got to check on what they're doing, but I'll just take their word for it. But at the same time, they're taking too damn long, and our lives are in jeopardy right now. And we need to take command of the situation, we the people. The Magna Carta empowers us to a legal rebellion, and we have to rebel against the government, all the governments that are being mind-controlled, and bribery is a form of mind-control, and making our lives miserable by making all the wrong decisions. You want to see how dumb politicians are? Just look at the Democratic Party. Then go over to the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and look at the look at people like Corby from the Labour Party and all the other jerks over there that are EU butt kissers. And just look how the EU has forced the downturning of all societies in Europe, because they're New World Order puppets. Their mission is to destroy Europe, destroy the culture of Europe, destroy the sanity of Europe. And they've been doing a good job of creating all kinds of problems in Europe. What do you expect from a bunch of unelected bureaucrats that serve money? The cockroaches on the wall, they don't care about you. Well, let's just change. I said enough about them, but I'll have everybody know that your breath is half your life force. Did you know that? You should learn about breathing techniques. That's right. That's why seat belts are evil. They shorten your life. They shorten your breath. Anything that restricts your breathing is not good for you. It's bad for you. And it's also a slap in the face. The government wants to know that they have you strapped in. They want you restrained. They want you to willingly put the restraints on yourself. Is that sick? That's how disgusting this whole seatbelt thing is. You know? I mean, really. If that doesn't say totalitarian government, I don't know what does. Seatbelts, come on. You know, and now so a lot of people don't wear them still. But then we have to waste our time looking around, where's the cops? We don't want the cops to see us because they want to give us a ticket for that, you know? How can even police be willing to participate in that? Shows you the kind of ethics the police have. You know, if they can give you a ticket for it and make themselves look good, that's all they care about. Well, that's not really helping society out at all. You know, this whole thing about police giving out tickets, you know, it's anti-productive. And talking about putting people in jail, it's like kind of illogical, too. You know, it costs too much money to put people in jail. You know, I can understand about separating from the nonviolent, the violent ones from the nonviolent society, members of society, but at the same time, they need to be doing something with their life, letting them rot in a jail cell. There's no logic to that. And it costs taxpayers money. The whole system needs to be changed. Most of the people in jail don't belong in jail. But the ones that do, you know, it'd be better to send them to a separate island. That's like they've done in the past, you know. Let them continue with their evil behavior on the segregated island. But putting them in jail, no. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. And the whole thing has become a sham. It's the jail system has become big business now. That's right, where the wealthy can make money off incarcerating people. And you taxpayers have to pick it up. how stupid are you to keep going along with this stuff? Just like building a wall along Mexico. There's a cheaper way to handle this, but there's no ingenuity. You know, again, it's all about contracts. I mean, I heard the price tag on this thing, and most of the money, they're probably charging, you know, the taxpayers have to pick up the bill on this. It's your taxpayers' money is going for that wall, and the cost is, they're doing it about 10 times more than what it would really cost. It was done cost-effectively, and all that extra money that's being tossed into this wall, it's going in the pockets of the politicians. That's right. You can bet President Trump is getting a hefty kickback on that one. And please, if you don't understand how these people think, you don't know anything. All right, let's just switch to the channel here. You know, responsibility of your health is your responsibility. It's not the doctors. It's not the pharmaceutical company. It's not the insurance companies. You know, it's your responsibility. Everything about a human body is known now. You're not going to get it on mainstream media, but the information is in books and the information is out there on the internet. And there's some very good information out there now that you can help yourself. There's all kinds of frequency listening to things out there on the internet that you can listen to. A frequency is designed to heal your body, and it's free. Make a doctor's appointment. The doctors don't even know about this stuff. And then you can get into visualization techniques. You know, you can help heal yourself with that, like visualizing a violet color around your aura. You might want to pick up a book and find out what your aura is. Again, there's something that children in first grade should be learning about, how to read auras. Why aren't they? Because the education system wants to keep them dumb. Only smart enough to sit in front of a computer screen now and do the bidding of the New World Order. There was a movie out in 1984 and showed everybody in their little cubicle. And this is how the government employs people. They have everybody watching everybody recording information about everything. And of course, they've got machines that that can do most of that stuff now. But that's their idea of putting society to work. You know, you're only there to serve government, your rulers. You're not there to have any fun. In fact, people are forgetting what it is to have fun, you know. America, the fun has been stifled in America. Who did it? Government. Who is doing it in other countries? Government. People should be having fun, but they're not having as much fun as they used to, because government has interfered in people having fun. You know, it's one of our rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I've said this before. Marijuana being illegal. Boy, are we a bunch of stupid people to allow this to happen. Everyone's entitled to smoke pot, eat pot, and use it to heal their bodies because it's part of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What's with all the lawyers? They could take this to court and win this case immediately. The fact that the U.S. government and all the other stupid governments around the world, pretty much, have still keeping marijuana illegal, depriving the people of something that's only good for them. You know, that shows you how much the New World Order has control of all the governments. It's amazing. Why isn't President Trump standing up for this? He probably doesn't even smoke pot, the idiot. You know, he doesn't look like he does. Because he doesn't have wisdom. You know, it's quite obvious. You know, when you smoke pot, you get wisdom, believe it or not. That's right. You stop thinking about counting blueberries for the corporation, and you start thinking about, you know, lightning things, about loving your brother and sister, and being friendly with people, and good things. And you take your mind off the monotony routines that you're forced to participate in to get money to just survive. And So anyhow, there are some other good discoveries. Did you ever hear of the Buckyballs? Mr. Buckminster? Cage-like shapes all made of carbon atoms. Well, there's a product they've come out with. It's called C60. 60 is the number of carbon atoms it takes to make up one of the buckyballs. And C60, the element carbon. 60 meaning 60 carbon atoms coming together in a cage-like structure in olive oil is good for you. That's right. Look it up. C60 in olive oil. You'll find that info on the internet. And every now and then I tell people about my book. I got the name of the show after my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Then I came on with the radio show called Connect the Dots. Connect the Dots Theory is not a single theory, it's multifarious. Look that word up in the dictionary, multifarious, meaning many theories contained within one and many bits of information. It's not really a theory, it's a representation of knowledge. And it explains a lot of things that are no one else ever bothers to explain. It creates new definitions, it creates new phrases to help you put things together, like plans designed to fail. Most of the human race is still following plans designed to fail, put there by the New World Order, the controllers of mankind, who get their hereditary thinking from the Anunnaki. That goes way back then. In fact, if you read the book, The 12th Planet, you'll find out a lot of information about this Anunnaki from the 12th Planet, also called Nibiru, and that they've they turned off a lot of our DNA strands 300,000 years ago and turned us into a slave-serving race. And they've supported all the rulers from behind the scenes through all these hundreds of thousands of years. And the ones who originally landed here 400,000 years or more ago, they're still here because they have extremely long lifetimes. And they're still playing their games about controlling governments and keeping the population enslaved to serve them. And that's the way it was back then, and that's the way it's still going on today. So there's little, along the line, there's been little breakthroughs. There was in America, the 1960s, was the clear thinking revolution. People were inspired by mind-expanding substances like marijuana and LSD. That's right, mind-expanding substances. And they got insight and they got wisdom. You know, that's why these things are still illegal, because they don't want people waking up and seeing the sham and understanding that how everything is being falsified and it's out of touch with the universe. And if people aren't squawking, you've allowed them to do this to you and you participated in it. Well, it's time for a revolution on thinking. That's right. We need to have a revolution on thinking. And just a friendly reminder, if you're living in a building that has smart meters, get rid of your smart meter or move, because it's destroying your health. Again, you're responsible for your health, you know? Doctor isn't going to warn you about that, but I'm warning you about it. Well, you know, enough of the serious stuff. Hey, you should be working with crystals too, you know? Go to a store that sells crystals, buy some, get some information about it, buy a book about how to use crystals. You can improve your health with that. You know, you can improve your health by going out in the sun at a certain point of the day. Look into it. all this information is on the internet now, and you need to start helping yourself because it's your responsibility to keep your body in shape. Not the doctors, not the pharmaceutical companies, not the insurance companies. And so on. It's your responsibility. So take responsibility of your life. The information is out there now. Meanwhile, you need to have a little fun. You know, I've got 7 YouTubes out there now that are all about fun. You know? Subway Fantasy. It's a 29-minute rock and roll documentary showing the people that didn't, aren't world famous, are just as good as the ones that are famous. And you'll get to see what it is to be in a real club where the atmosphere is cool and it's nice and dark, perfect for a rock and roll performance. And there's some classic performances in that movie of mine. It starts off as a science fiction, which was really something nobody ever did in a rock and roll movie before. And then when the girl sees the monster, she screams, and then it goes into this chick that has this scream that could make Jim Morrison feel inferior. It's saying quite a lot, but you got to hear it. It's in my movie, Subway Fantasy. Go to YouTube and key in the words. They give you the 4 choices, you know. If you go to YouTube, pick the one that says where the word music is. Then in the information bar, type in Subway Fantasy. But you got to spell fantasy the way I spell it. P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Because if you don't spell it the way I do, you're going to get all this other crap that's boring that other people have put up. So that's what you do. Go to YouTube. The 4 choices, hit the one that has the word music in it, and the information bar, type it in, Subway, S-U-B-W-A-Y, Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's right, you spell it like that, it'll take you right to it, and it'll be the most entertaining 29 minutes you ever imagined you could get, and it's for free. Here's some rock and roll guitar playing that would make Jimi Hendrix take a second look and listen. In that same information bar, Let Me Coax You On. That's it. It's a rock and roll song with a visual that will take you on a roller coaster ride, a rock and roller coaster ride. And it's for free. You know, that's about, I don't know, 4 minutes long. And then I got another one, Play Another Party Song Tonight. That's another rock and roller coaster ride type video. Guitar playing again would catch the ear of Jimi Hendrix. If Eric Clapton were to listen to it, he'd be impressed. He's still alive, why not? You know Eric Clapton, tell him to listen to it. And Jimmy Page would like it too. All those great guitar players would be impressed with those 2 songs in particular. I got them out there. They're free to. The video makes them even better. You know? I won't say I learned from Pink Floyd, but that's something Pink Floyd has always done when they go out on the show. They have the fantastic light show and makes their music sound even better. But forget about them for now. I've got 7 great YouTubes out there, great songs, great visuals, and they're entertaining. And that's the point of them being out here. So you can take your mind off all the troubles and just get lost in the video and the great music behind it. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, Let Me Coax You On. And that song will coax you on. In fact, you'll want to play it again. It's so good. The visual makes it a double treat. play another party song tonight. You're going to want to play another party song tonight after you listen to that and coach you on. And just go out there and do it, you know? I mean, I put it out there to be entertaining, and if you think it's not entertaining, I'd call up next week and tell me it wasn't. I can handle it, believe me. I can handle criticism, but I don't think you'll be saying that. I think you'll be saying, wow, hey, you were right. That is good. Of course, I got what I found out, and I like the way that YouTube does that. Let's say you watch the Subway Fantasy, the 29-minute rock and roll documentary, as right before it ends, you know, so the machine will send you to something else, but if you're quick, take it off full screen and go hit the icon of me, bottom left below what's playing there, you'll get to hear all of mine are lined up, and you just press play all, and then you can hear all of them. That's the easy way to do it, and you won't be bored, believe me. You know, we're getting to the end of the show, and too late to call in now. But I end my show the same, but it's the first time listening. I do the countdown, then you hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? I've got a YouTube on that one, too. Are You the Partying, P-A-R-T-Y, apostrophe N, kind? Are you the partying kind? Yeah. Are you? I am. You'll hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song. But you can see the whole, see and listen to the whole song on YouTube. And then following that is my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I got a YouTube on that one, too. I gotta be somebody. Well, I am somebody. But I wrote the song, and it became a reality. You know, proof that you can create your destiny by dreaming. I dreamt I could be somebody. I wrote the song, I could be somebody, and now I am somebody. And if you listen to the end of the song, on you can hear the horses galloping away. If you watch the video, you'll see the horses galloping away. Okay, so much for that. Hey, watch my YouTubes and enjoy life. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to end the show. And here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world.